stories happening in Houston.
This is What's Trending in Texas.
Good morning and welcome to a Monday on the Morning Bullpen Show. My name is George. Over there's Mo. Good morning, Mo.
What's up, G?
Eric with a K also in the studio. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
Back for another week. Teacher Appreciation Week.
Among other things, George.
That's Mother's Day week, right?
Oh, yes, that also.
You forgot about Mother's Day week?
I don't really have a whole lot to do.
The kids don't make you stuff.
And they make me stuff every day. They're toddlers.
I have a whole drawer of stuff.
A whole trash can full of stuff.
Aw. Eric with a K, good weekend.
It was very good. Yeah, very busy.
So we just, a few minutes ago on the replay, we played the Star Wars song from Friday.
Aww. Oh, yeah.
That thing, like, blew up again over the weekend on social media.
It did, yeah. I did a whole new video and took hours to intercut it with footage from Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
Hours, George.
It looks great.
Imagine
though.
Taking three movies and taking
searching
individual
for
clips to sync up with the lyrics. It took me 5 hours to do, but it did very well online, yes.
Wow. If you haven't seen it, you can check it out. I think we reposted it.
Yeah, we can do that, though.
We'll repost it this morning, get you going here. Also on the way, Mono's Country. Find out what she can do with five country-related trivia questions. The 610 Amen all coming up for you here on the Morning Bullpen. But right now, let's talk about the top three stories here in Texas.
Number three.
So all this week we're celebrating Teacher Appreciation Week, but it's also National Nurses Week.
Oh,
wait,
wow.
What?
Who schedules these things?
Yeah, that's not fair.
Is there some sort of rivalry that I'm unaware of? But I found a list of freebies for teachers first, okay? So to kick off the week, Shipley's is doing something today. But you should also hit up Whataburger on your way into school, because if you show your ID from 5 to 9 this morning, you can choose your breakfast item, taquito, breakfast on bun, honey butter chicken biscuit. But you also get a free What a Teacher table tent while supplies last.
Oh,
no, those are popping. If you want the full list, you can shoot us a text here at the station.
Number two.
Kingwood, Channelview, Montgomery County. Obviously, we see all of y'all. The widespread flooding has just been insane. But if you've been affected, the state wants to hear from you. So the Texas Division of Emergency Management has a way for residents to report their damage. According to the state, if you fill this out, it just helps them determine the extent of the damage and get a better view of what's going on and what your immediate needs are. Obviously, you still should go to your insurance, but this is another way to do it. And I have the link if you need it.
And the top story trending in Texas.
Did you guys feel like you're just like popping out of a hole and looking around when it comes to the weather?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like scared to say that it's a foggy Monday morning. Throughout the afternoon and evening, more clouds than sun. Isolated shower possible, but the big change today is temperatures. So today's high, upper 80s. Tuesday, we'll see our first 90-degree day of the year, and by Wednesday, it's going to feel like 100 degrees.
Oh! Are you serious?
I'm going back into my hole now.
Welcome to summer.
Let's go.
Take me into your hole, please.
That's what's happening here in Houston, the top three stories that you're going to be hearing about all day today. And you hear about them first, always right here on the top three in Texas, powered by our good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Every morning, we spend a little time bringing Bull Nation together to celebrate some good news. Just start out with your name, where you're from, and then just launch into what's making you happy this morning.
My name is Olga from the heart of Houston, and my good news is this morning I received an email saying that my kids were accepted or chosen to say play ball at the beginning of Astros game and to run and steal the base.
Oh my goodness!
Oh my goodness, that's such a big deal.
It is, and it's for them who have gone to Astros games before they even understood what was going on. yeah, it's a dream come true, especially for my son, who I've called about before. Benjamin, he is over the moon. He says that he is going to be the next Astro one day.
Oh, how
and
sweet.
And for him to be able to run into the base, it's just something that in his limited vocabulary, he's expressed that it's something he's wanted to do.
And you know what, Olga? They could probably use a good base runner about right now.
Oh, look, don't get me started.
Well, that's awesome. What a great way to wake up. What a great story to wake up to. Can I get an amen for this story this morning?
Amen.
That's the way it works. We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating the good news, because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate.
Exactly.
You could be our next 610 Amen, 713-881-5500 here on The Bull. All right, I want to know if you've ever had a paranormal experience in your life, because Eric with a K evidently had something happen last night.
It was really spooky. 713-881-5500. Make me feel better. Make me feel not alone.
He's been freaked out all morning, but he won't tell Mo and I what's going on until right now.
Okay, here's what happened. So last night, mm-hmm. I'm laying in my bed, and I know you're going to laugh at what I heard. I know you are. But I heard this sound. Ooh. I swear.
That's not the way paranormal stuff works,
no,
Eric.
Listen,
that's
I'm telling it. You, George, this, that is exactly what I heard. I heard like a howling sound, but it sounded like a child was doing it.
Okay.
Like a child was pretending to be a ghost.
Okay, you have two kids.
Yes, I have two kids. And we sleep with two sound machines, one next to me, one next to my wife. So it's very loud in our room.
Okay.
We can't hear anything outside of our room at all.
Mm-hmm. And it was loud enough that you heard it over the sound machine.
Yes, we heard it over, I heard it over both sound machines, and I shot up out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
And usually what happens is there's a kid who's had a nightmare or something like that, and they're standing in the doorway crying.
Right.
If something wakes me up in the middle of the night. No kid in the doorway. I'm freaked out. The dogs are both dead asleep. They didn't hear it. Mm-hmm. My wife, dead asleep. So I go, okay, that must have just been my imagination. I lay back down, and the second I start to close my eyes, my wife, I hear nothing, first of all.
Okay.
I'm going back to sleep. My wife shoots out of bed and goes, did you hear that? It sounded like, woo!
Stop it.
She heard the exact same sound, but like 60 seconds later, and I heard nothing. So we both get out of bed. We go check on the kids. They are dead asleep.
Mm-hmm.
We have no idea what it was, but the fact that we both heard it at separate times, and neither of us heard it when the other person heard it, freaked us out. We could not go back to sleep for like half an hour. We both walked around looking to see what it could be, and there was no evidence of anything.
Nothing in the house. Was it windy?
It wasn't windy, George. I mean, listen.
I was thinking sometimes you get the wind howling like around a weird part of the house or something like that.
It was loud. It was like it was in the room right next to my head.
Is your house built on an ancient burial ground?
I'm starting to wonder.
That's what I'm wondering.
It sounded like a kid, though, like making a ghost sound. It sounded
like
human.
Like the goofy, like you just did it.
Yes.
The goofy kind of ghost sound.
Yes, it sounded human. It did not sound like it came from the wind. It didn't sound like a dog yawning. I thought maybe that's what it was.
Yeah.
But it happened at two separate times to me and my wife, but neither of us heard it when the other one heard it. How weird is that?
Pretty weird.
Ooh.
What'd y'all have for dinner last night?
We had soup.
Mushroom soup?
Yeah, actually.
Weird mushroom soup? Mo, by the way, is not in on the paranormal stuff.
There's always an explanation for everything.
No, that I could not figure it out. And usually I am just like you. I'm like, okay, it had to be the wind. It had to be maybe the fan in the bathroom.
A toy.
Yes, of course.
Yeah,
a child yawning really loud, and it just made the way its way into our bedroom. But that wasn't it.
Let's see if you can dismiss JC. JC is in Wharton. JC, you have a paranormal story. Says here you're a teacher. What do you teach?
I teach agriculture.
And you have a paranormal story this morning.
Well, I currently have some ongoing, really weird things that are happening in my classroom.
Ooh.
And We are, every evening we record to get, like, legit footage of things happening.
Things like?
So we have smart boards in our classrooms, and I got one in my wood shop, and I got one in the classroom. And every night, doodles are drawn on it, and little polka dots are drawn on it, but you can't do that without the pen that goes with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so at night, we put two GoPros in there, and then the footage in the morning, we can actually see the doodles and the drawings drawn on the board.
What? Like appearing?
It's so crazy. I cannot, because I didn't believe any of this stuff until it started happening to me. And so all my kids are invested. I'm invested. We, like, are Ghostbusters at our school.
That is amazing.
You should evacuate immediately.
No. Well, I feel like it's a friendly thing. Like,
yeah.
I've never felt like an evil spirit from it. It's like a friendly thing. So now it's a game.
Oh, yeah. Dead children haunting you always turns out great.
But it's fun nonetheless.
Every horror movie I've ever seen, it all turns out fine.
Yeah, they end up best friends in the end, right?
JC, we're invested now, so you've got to keep us updated on what happens with this, okay?
I got you. So we recorded all weekend, so we're about to go pull footage and see what we get.
Nice. Whoa.
All right.
Can you send us any of that footage?
Yeah, I can.
We would love to post that at the Bull Houston on Instagram and Facebook.
I got you.
Paranormal stories. Do you have one? 713-881-5500. Now on the Morning Bullpen. All right, we had a call from Diane and Tomball a little bit earlier. Diane, if you could call us back. We had you on hold and we were talking to you and then all of a sudden you were gone. We want to hear your paranormal story. Eric had a paranormal experience last night at his house.
713-881-5500. We want to hear more paranormal stories. Mine is super dumb, but it was extremely scary. I heard a human being making the standard cartoon ghost sound. Ooh,
I don't need to laugh.
It's funny now, George, but it was so scary to feel like
in the middle of the
there
night.
Was a presence in your room making that sound, and my wife didn't hear it. Mm-hmm. But then as soon as I laid back down, she sprung out of bed and said she heard that sound.
Mm.
Ooh, so it was very scary. No kids were awake in the house. The dogs were dead asleep. It was something paranormal, I'm sure of it.
My friend Kyle said, "What is this, an episode of Scooby-Doo?"
Stop it.
So we want to know, what's your paranormal story? 713-881-5500 is the number this morning. Nicole is in Baytown. Nicole, tell us what happened with you?
It's actually my house. It's been going on since we've lived there for about 5 years. And when we first moved in there, we were laying in bed eating nachos and chips. Our dogs were begging for nachos and chips. So that's how we know it wasn't our dogs. We didn't have our kids yet. They weren't even a thought in our mind yet. And all of a sudden we hear a big crash and we thought it was our laundry basket falling from our dryer, but our dryer wasn't going. So we go outside our bedroom and look around and our whole entire solid wood entertainment center is moved. Our rug is moved all the way to the other side of our sectional couch and our sectional couch is moved as well.
What?
And yeah, to this day, we still don't know what it was, and we still have creepy things happening to this day as well.
Oh, wait, you stayed in the house?
Seriously.
Yeah, we're still in the house. It doesn't seem like it's an evil thing, I guess, but it definitely creeps us out.
Oh, you think they're just mad that you were eating chips in bed?
I guess. I don't know, but something.
You're a grown-up! What have you done to tick off your ghost? That's what we want to know this morning. Wow.
What? I know. So our house was actually built on an old rice plantation and built where, like, part of San Jacinto battle was fought.
Oh, geez.
So our whole entire neighborhood actually experienced paranormal activity. So I think we're just part of that.
I'd be calling a priest or something.
Do they list that on Zillow, by the way, when homes come up for sale?
I think they should from now on.
Yeah. I think they should, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Nicole, thank you for the story. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
Diane's on the phone in Tomball. Hey, sister, tell us your story.
Okay, well, my mom got cancer when she was pretty young. And she knew she wasn't going to make it, but she wanted to live long enough to see my little brother graduate from high school and to see my baby born because I was pregnant at the time. And unfortunately, she didn't make it to either one. And after she passed away, we felt her a lot, you know. But, you know, you think you feel things, you're like, oh, it's my imagination. Well, then after the baby, my son was born, we would hear someone like singing and trying to comfort him on the baby monitor all the time. It was really strange. And then one night I was laying in bed, sound asleep. My husband got up early for work. And he comes in there and he wakes me up, weren't you just in the baby's room? And I'm like, no. He's like, yes, you were. I saw you sitting over the baby's crib. I'm like, no, I wasn't. And he was so freaked out. Well, my mom and I look exactly alike. So it was kind of just really like goosebumps all over. And then fast forward to years later when my third son was born, who never knew my mom at all. And I don't really have pictures of her around the house because it makes me sad. Well, we were looking through old photo albums. And he sees a picture of her. He's about 3 years old. And he goes, that's Granny. She plays with me sometimes.
Oh!
Diane!
Did that make you feel more comforted or freak the heck out?
Well, it was really kind of freaky, but it was more comforting because I always felt like it's my mom and she would never hurt us.
Oh, yeah, well, of course.
But then, you know, you see the scary movies where the evil spirits impersonate good spirits and it makes you think. But no, I really truly believe it was my mom.
I've never seen those movies, so you're good.
You're Diane, good. Thanks for sharing your story.
Oh, I got goosebumps all over my whole body.
That's Granny. She plays with me sometimes.
By the way, just one final question, Diane, because this is really important. Did your mom ever make the sound?
Stop it. Did she ever eat nachos and chips in bed?
No, none of that. All right. Paranormal here on the Morning Bullpen. All right, coming up in just about 35 minutes, we have the 10-minute tune. If you missed the one on Friday, you got to hear it. We got that coming up, and we'll get your suggestions on what Eric should sing about today. It's a 10-minute tune, and it happens this morning at about 7:30 right here on 100.3 The Bull.
Just texted my husband, the plumber. Don't forget the presents for the teachers today.
Why?
Teacher appreciation.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yes, and it's very on brand for him to maybe forget something in the morning.
So what are you getting the sailor's teacher?
Today I just did snacks. She wrote thank you cards to both of her teachers, and then we put them like in a little goodie bag with like some of their favorite things.
Oh, wait, how do you know their favorite things?
They send a list.
Oh, yeah. Of like what they like?
Yeah. And like their monogram. So I know like if I want to get something made or like what they need for their classroom. Yeah.
Oh, that's really smart because I'm sure they get some terrible, terrible gifts.
Oh, my goodness. I wanted to send booze. Yes. I was like, can I get her a bottle of wine? Like, I know what she puts up with.
Right. Exactly. All day long. Yeah.
So. I don't think you're allowed. It's also at a church school.
Yeah, so probably not a great idea.
Frowned upon.
Yeah, right.
I don't really know.
Yeah, I know church people.
Can I give it to her like in the drop-off line? Like, I don't know how this works. I just want her to have something that she likes.
I wonder, like, if we have any teachers listening this morning that would share with us, like, what do you really want? Do you want the gift cards? Do you want the bottle of wine? Because I feel like teachers get a lot of stuff, like we talked about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure.
But what do teachers really want?
That's a good question.
So you want to make that list, just like Mo's daughter's teacher.
Right, like
favorite
if so that if parents are listening, they hear from real teachers that are saying, you know what, forget the Starbucks gift card,
right.
get me a whatever.
These are a few of my favorite things.
That's what I would like to know, yeah. Okay, it's like, yes. is there something out there that you would like to have? This morning, 713-881-5500 is the number this morning. We'd like to know, what is it that you actually want, teachers, for Teacher Appreciation Week? You can let us know here on the Morning Bullpen. It's Teacher Appreciation Week. Mo had to remind her husband that to pick up all the gifts that you're taking to the
teachers. Don't forget the two packages, please.
Okay, so today you're taking snacks. Is that what I understand?
Yes, we got a list of some of our teachers' favorite things at the beginning of the year, and I kept it, and I sprinkled some of their favorite snacks into today's gift.
Well, we know that teachers get a lot of different things, but what do they really, really want? That's what we want to know this morning. 713-881-5500.
Megan's in Conroe. Hey, Megan, you said you like getting Amazon gift cards, but one time you did get some booze.
I got a Specs gift card, yes.
That is how I should do it. I'll do a gift card instead. Okay, I like
still
this.
Don't know about that.
You appreciated it, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. I mean, it wasn't much, but it was enough to get the job done.
Deserve
it.
Megan, you are not alone. Sylvia, what did you say that you really, really want?
I said, give me a Specs gift card.
There we go.
I knew this is what they really wanted.
Oh, I know my daughter's teacher, and I cannot imagine her shopping around in specs.
Yeah.
We do, guys. We do.
Wow. Yeah, She's so bubbly and happy, though. I can't imagine her being like,
why?
Excuse me, where's the Irish whiskey?
Well, let's see. By the way, Sylvia, you are not alone. Nibia is here in League City. What gift card is the best gift card?
A Total Wine gift card.
My girl!
I think we found the life hack here, Mo. You can't drop off a bottle of wine.
Okay. The gift card, I see.
You can't drop off there. So, all right, so I think we have this. But wait, hang on. We got to talk to Mandy this morning. Mandy teaches sixth grade. And what is it you say that you don't want? You started with things that you don't want. Are you there?
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, okay.
I was saying I do not want the Starbucks gift card or a coffee mug.
You don't want a Starbucks gift card. I feel like that's like a go-to, right?
It is, and I've never told them that I wanted Starbucks. They just know I like coffee, and so they go straight to Starbucks.
They go straight to Starbucks, but you don't want the Starbucks gift card. You know what?
I don't have one near me.
Oh.
You're the only person on Earth who doesn't have Starbucks close to them.
So, that.
You know what? Maybe we should change up here.
What?
Maybe we should ask teachers what they don't want. I mean, I think it was pretty clear what they wanted, right? So now let's find out what do you not want for Teacher Appreciation Week. 713-881-5500. Let's flip it on its head, all right? What do you not want, teachers? Help us out here on the Morning Bullpen. Teacher Appreciation Week. We want to know, though, teachers, help us out. Help parents out that are listening this morning. What do you not want? That's what we're asking this morning.
Sloan is on the phone in Spring. All right. Add to the list, sister. What do you not want?
No more coffee mugs, no more tumblers, no more cups with our names on them. We have way too many, and we only have maybe two favorites.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay, shout out the student that gave you one of your favorites.
I have one that's like, it's not my favorite color, but it's pink, and it has my name on it, and it was one of my, like, first daycare jobs I ever worked at. Aww. And my little baby that I had, I loved her so much, and I still use it to this day.
See, that's sweet. We love it. But by the way, Sloan, you are not alone. Julie is in Angleton. Julie, what do you not want?
Starbucks gift cards and coffee mugs.
See, again, I think that's
too many cups.
That's like the go-to. All right, thank you, Julie. Thanks for helping us make our list here this morning.
Leslie in Houston, tell us, what do you not want for Teacher Appreciation Week?
Hi, as a pre-K teacher, I do not want any stuffed animals.
Come on!
My dog loves them, but he doesn't eat anymore.
Fair.
If a pre-K student, and you teach pre-K, right?
Yes.
If a pre-K student comes and lovingly gives you a stuffed animal,
I accept it and I say thank you, and we keep it in the classroom for a couple of days because they like to see it.
Yes.
And then they get mad at me and they tell me take it home. So I take it home and I give it to my dog.
And your dog beheads it.
No, but seriously, what else is she supposed to do with it? I don't blame her.
I have some stuffed animals from like 5 years ago that he still has. He does not behead them.
Leslie, you know there are children right now that are traumatized on the way to school.
My dog loves them. I do not as much. I still appreciate it.
Let's focus on the positive. The dog is getting so much joy out of it.
Oh, my goodness. And the kids are the sweetest, that they love you.
It's very sweet. I love them.
All right. We want to know, teachers, what do you not want? This is the part of the show that you get to be part of. It's time for our 10-minute tune. You call with a suggestion. If Eric likes it, he goes out in the hallway, creates a song, and comes back and performs it all within 10 minutes. But it's all got to start with you this morning and your suggestions.
Let's start with Claire. Claire, it says you're 11 years old. And Tomball, what would you like Eric to sing about?
I want him to sing about how much rain there's been, how it's just been pouring down in only a few days.
Ooh. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, I get it, and I get why that's top of mind, and there's so many people that are struggling with that, but we're looking for something maybe a little bit...
Sunshine on the other side.
Yeah. Or at least something that can make you smile kind of thing. So let's go to Bear in Pearland. Bear, what do you think Eric should sing about?
Well, he did May the 4th Be With You. Mm-hmm. I say he does Cinco de Mayo.
Oh.
But that's already my passed.
My favorite holiday.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites, too.
You missed it out on a good opportunity.
Yeah, I think it's... I'm going to upset some people.
Okay.
Let's put it that
way. Okay.
But I don't pronounce my Spanish words very well, Bear.
Oh. You're not going to do a song because of that.
You can't roll your R's either, like me. Yeah, I get that. Okay, all right.
Sorry,
so
Bear.
we're looking for something a little fun, a little something that can make us smile this morning. 713-881-5500.
Katie's on the phone in Winnie. Hey, Katie, what would you like Eric to sing about?
Those weird, awkward Facebook posts that your friends will make, like personal life, you don't need to know or put it out there.
Wait, like an oversharer?
I have one friend who does it all the time, and I'm like, oh my goodness.
You cringe for them.
I don't need to know your kid got in trouble at school and you're upset about it.
Just don't post. Just hold it in.
It's like, wait, your kid made noise in class and had to eat a silent lunch? What? Like, that is constantly what I'm seeing. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Hey, you're lucky. You said you have the one friend. It's like, no, I've got a lot more than that. That overshare.
One always just pops up continuously.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. All right.
Every day.
All right. I love this one. What do you think, Eric? A Facebook oversharer?
Oh, I ran into one of these over the weekend. Let me sing about it, please.
All right. We're going to choose you today then.
All right. Thank you.
10 minutes on the clock. We'll find out what he does with this topic. It's our 10-minute tune, and it's next on The Bull. 10-minute tune is all about you, really. You give us the idea, like Katie and Winnie did earlier. She said, Mo, that she wanted to talk about oversharers on Facebook. Can you relate?
We all know those people.
We all know those people. Several people that I can relate to on this one. So Eric liked that topic. He's been out writing the song. He's due back in here to find out what he can do for Katie and all the other folks who have friends that overshare on social media.
Hello, Eric.
Hello.
Wait. You said you ran into this weekend. So
I'm like not going to shout the person out, but
they
went
share
on.
About?
Okay, so they did what's called sad fishing. You know what that is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where they don't give details.
I need prayers, but I can't tell you why.
Yes, exactly. So much sad fishing, like five different posts. Like,
wow.
I'm sick of haters.
Uh-huh.
And that's it.
That's all?
No more details. So I'm going to talk about the various things that annoy me online in the style of, remember that song by Gavin DeGraw, I Don't Want to Be?
Okay,
I remember this. That's going to be our topic today on 10-Minute Tune here on The Bull.
I don't want to know that you're annoyed with your ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend. I don't want to know you're overjoyed with your son's t-ball game again. I don't want to know that you're sick of backstabbing liars, but don't give more details. Stop telling everyone, 'cause I promise no one cares. I don't want to know every little thought and feeling that you have about everything. I'm tired of reading long rants on your Facebook page. Don't care about your political views or your neighborhood HOA. I don't wanna know, so please, God, put your phone away.
Okay, all right, I like that one. I like that one. There were several topics that I've seen just in the last week or so. What did you think of our Facebook overshare?
They don't know they're doing it, do they?
No, they do.
I think they know.
They definitely do.
Oh, you think they know?
I'm not part of your neighborhood. Why do I care about your HOA problems? I don't live there.
Wait, I'm back to Mo. You don't think they know that they're oversharing?
Or that it's weird?
I don't know. I think they know.
I think they just think it's fine.
I think they know what they're doing here. What do you think? You can download this and maybe overshare it with someone yes. that you know. You can get it at themorningbullpen.com. You can also subscribe to our podcast through the Odyssey app. Download it, favorite our podcast, and you'll never, ever miss a 10-minute tune. Y'all hear over the weekend that we're about to get a new Texans player that they're about to sign? A guy by the name of J.J. Watt is going to be signed to the Texans team.
What?
You didn't hear over the weekend? J.J. had his, J.J. Watt was in town. He had his big charity softball classic out at Sugar Land. Mm-hmm. And by the way, huge crowd. It was amazing to see all the players there, all that kind of stuff. He got asked afterwards if D'Amico Ryans, head coach for the Texans, asked him to come back, would he come back? And this is what he said.
I mean, I told D'Amico last year, I said, don't call unless you absolutely need it. But if you ever do call, I'll be there. And he knows not to call unless he absolutely needs it. This is the last year I'll tell him that because I'm not going to keep training the way I've been training. But he knows that if he ever truly does need it, I'll be there for him. But
doesn't that sound like J.J. Watt is ready to sign with the Houston Texans again?
It kind of does. It sounds like he's offering.
Physically training.
Yeah.
Am I like way out of line here?
Well, I mean, the way you said it was out of line.
That's how he says most things.
Most things I'd say are out of line, yeah. But that's what I heard.
Oh, man. That's a bad idea, JJ. And I know JJ listens to this show because we've got some great audio of him saying, I'll listen to 100.3 The Bull.
JJ, what? Hey, I have him right here. Hang on.
No,
hang on.
You don't.
Don't we? I do. Hang on. Just to show you what we have here this morning. Okay, here we go.
Proud home of Texans football.
This is JJ Watt, and I listen to The Bull.
100.3 The Bull.
No, so he absolutely does listen. You can tell by the tone of his very sincere voice there. So, JJ, I know you're listening. This is a terrible idea. Don't do this. You've already got the Ring of Honor. We, said goodbye. Everybody went, bye, JJ. We love you.
What do you think, Mo?
I think he needs to just sit down.
You shouldn't come back?
Well, I mean, this is the year that we're going to the Super Bowl, right?
So, that's right.
So, that would be very convenient of him to wait a couple years and then wait till they're going to the Super Bowl and just come back.
Yeah, that feels like your ex got super hot and then you're like, you know what?
Now that you're skinny and pretty, I think I want to be on your team.
You think that's what it is?
I don't know. I just want to be.
JJ Watt toiled here, and I mean, he did everything he could as an individual player. He won Defensive Player of the Year. He was the Walter Payton Man of the Year. I mean, he did everything he could as an individual.
Yeah, I get it.
But now that they're having success, I would love it. Just imagine this. The Texans go on a run.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They make it to the, championship game, to the Super Bowl.
Sure. Right.
They sign JJ for one day, and they get him in play in the Super Bowl. Because he never got to play in the Super Bowl.
Who's the guy that is in JJ's spot, though? How does he feel about
exactly.
that?
Yeah, exactly. No.
He works all season, and then, sit down, buddy.
You don't know who that
I don't.
Is.
I actually don't.
I think they signed him.
No, he's had his time, and we love JJ. We appreciate everything JJ did, not just for the Texans, but for the city of Houston. Everybody loves JJ. But you can't come back now that we're sexy.
Why not?
You can. And I know you want to take one pass from Stroud because the guy's going to be a legend.
Right. Right.
You want to take one pass from him.
Was known for catching passes as a defensive
exactly.
end. Right.
So. You want to be part of that team.
You want to listen to this. Let me just give you one compelling argument on why this should happen. Okay.
Proud home of Texans football.
This is JJ Watt, and I listen to The Bull.
100.3 The Bull.
He listens to The Bull.
Now you can tell.
Is a reason to re-sign with the Texans. So we can get audio recut.
You know what? I think we need to put this up. I think it needs to be a
poll.
A poll.
Okay.
Okay. All right. We're going to. Should JJ re-sign with the Texans?
For the record, no one's offering this.
George is.
I am. I'm offering it. JJ, come back. We're waiting for you. Go to our Facebook page this morning and our stories and vote this morning in our poll, all right? Should JJ re-sign with the Texans?
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money.
Cause Mo knows country.
Well, we got a new victim. I mean, a new contestant today on Mo Knows Country. Cassandra is here in Lamarck. First time playing, Mo?
I'm a little nervous. But
don't be nervous.
Now I am too, sister.
Don't be nervous. All right. It's $100 that she'll give you if you can beat her. Here's how you get the money.
Well, that $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions. And whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Cassandra, why is that?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. All right, tell her to get out of here, Cassandra, and we'll get this game started.
Got along.
All right, Mo heads out into the hallway. I have five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one. Let's go, girls. Who is considered the queen of country pop and gained fame in the 1990s? Name that artist, Cassandra.
Reba?
Question number two. Which male artist blended country and rock together in the 90s on tracks like Standing Outside the Fire and Thunder Rolls?
Garth Brooks.
Question number three. The Rolling Stones just played Houston, and now they just announced that they're adding a little country. They're adding reigning CMA Entertainer of the Year that's going to be opening a couple of shows for them. What's her name?
I don't know.
Question number four. It was way different than the song Chattahoochee, but which country artist paid tribute to Hank Williams in the song Midnight in Montgomery?
I don't know. Garth Brooks. We'll go with Garth Brooks.
Okay.
He's always a winner.
Question number five. It took forever and ever, amen, but AI supposedly has helped this artist release new music. Who's the artist?
I know the answer to this, but I don't. Toby Keith? I don't know.
All right. Let's get Mo back in here and find out what she's up against.
All right.
I feel like you may have panicked a little bit in there because I was trying to give you some clues. So let's see if Mo picks up on them, okay?
Cassandra, I'm proud that you didn't give up the entire time. You only got one out of the five, but you kept trying.
It's okay. One is good.
All right. Here we go, Mo. Question number one. Let's go, girls. Who's considered the queen of country pop and gained fame in the 1990s?
Let's go, girls. It's Shania Twain, right?
Shania Twain, yep.
She's starting to pick up the clues now.
My heart.
All right. She said Reba, so Mo, you're winning 1-0.
All right, let's do this.
Question number two. Mm-hmm. Which male artist blended country and rock together on songs and tracks like Standing Outside the Fire and Thunder Rolls?
Thunder Rolls is Garth Brooks.
That is correct. It is Garth Brooks, yes.
Cassandra, you got it, so it's 2-1.
Woohoo! Question number three. Mm-hmm. The Rolling Stones just played Houston, mm-hmm. and I guess they love the country because they just announced they're adding reigning CMA Entertainer of the Year to open for them on a couple of shows. Name her.
I was going to say Carrie, but she's not reigning. Maybe I'll say Carrie Underwood.
No, it's Lainey Wilson.
Really?
Lainey Wilson is going to be opening for the Stones on a couple of shows.
Did Carrie Underwood already do it?
No, she did Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, same thing.
She did Guns N' Roses. So.
Okay, so that means...
The only person that kept coming to my mind was Jelly Roll.
No, I got it.
Yes,
all right, it's still 2-1.
Mm-hmm. Question number four. It was way different from the song Chattahoochee, but which country music artist paid tribute to Hank Williams in the song Midnight in Montgomery?
I don't know, but I know that Chattahoochee is Alan Jackson.
Yeah, Alan Jackson. Oh. You don't remember the song Midnight in Montgomery?
Absolutely not.
Oh, one of the most haunting songs. I love it.
She said Garth Brooks. She just started answering Garth Brooks to everything to be safe.
Like, surely he's won, right?
3-1 is the score.
All right. And final question. It took forever and ever, amen, But AI supposedly helped this artist release new music last week. Who's the artist?
Oh, that was Randy Travis.
It was Randy Travis. That is correct. Yeah.
Not Toby Keith, Cassandra, but I bet that's not far away.
That probably is not far away.
Dang. 4-1 is the final score. She kept her money, Cassandra.
It's okay. I had fun.
You know what you got to say to get out of here, though?
I do. I'm Cassandra from Lamarck and Mono Country.
She does. And we'll play again. You can take $100 from her. Tomorrow morning, 8:20 will be the next chance to play Mo Knows Country, and it happens only on 100.3 The Bull.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.